T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, good numbers for the state of Connecticut for recent times. And Andy Condon's with us. He's the Director of Office of Research for the CT Labor Department. Andy, did you get in with the snow okay?
Well, I'm calling from home, and the snow was a nothing event.
Yes, exactly.
That was the whole point on that.
Connecticut non-farm job estimates from the Business Payroll Survey by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, or BLS, as we like to call it.
Yes, we do.
Show the state gains 1,100 net jobs. In what sector were those jobs most prevalent?
Yeah.
Well, this month in December, the big growth was in construction, surprisingly.
Wow.
And that was perhaps a phenomenon of what we call seasonal adjustment. That is, most years we would expect to see the major construction projects, outside construction projects, shutting down.
Right.
But really, it's been a mild year so far. And if those people are still out there, our seasonal adjustment process will make it look like it's a lot of strong growth.
Well, we have so many medical buildings we have to build, so there's that. You know, I think everything going up is. There are other categories in which we did very well.
Well, we follow on our monthly report, we follow 10 what we call super sectors, and 6 of them grew. We saw growth in almost every case except for trade, which includes wholesale and retail.
Okay.
Retail has been kind of a structural change as more people are doing their purchasing online. So we're seeing declines in retail employment and conversely increases in warehousing and transportation type employment. They don't quite offset each other, but as people go to Amazon and the like, we're seeing growth in one place and declines in the other.
Is this pickup, Andy, normal in the holiday season?
Well, these numbers are what we call seasonally adjusted, so
okay.
We try to account for that.
Oh, okay.
And we normally see increases in employment during the holiday season, and the seasonal adjustment process tries to adjust for that. So if we see growth on a seasonally adjusted basis, it's real growth.
And, you know, the thing is, we're talking to Andy Condon, by the way, is that these are subject to change simply because these are small samples, correct? And I mean, well, in a way, and government actually shrank 500 jobs, and manufacturing was off about 300. But aside from that, everything's pretty good. But like I say, we can come back next month and say, oh, wait, we had to look at the numbers again, I would guess.
Well, once the year is over, the Bureau goes through what's called a benchmark revision process with our numbers. And as you say, the monthly payroll numbers are based on a sample. It's a pretty good sample, but nevertheless, it's a sample of businesses and subject to some variability. And what happens in the benchmark process is we replace that sample data as far as we can with data from unemployment insurance required reports. It's real 100% census employment data, and that gets replaced through the month of September, and then the rest of the year gets reestimated using the sample. So that can sometimes have some significant changes to our numbers.
Yeah.
When do you come out with yearly figures, Andy?
The benchmark revision data will be available in March.
It's been educational. The good news is, or surprisingly, I suppose, is that when you do the breakout, we've now recovered 93.5% of the jobs that were lost in the Great Recession. But the private sector is going nuts, 117.7.
Well, it's I don't know if it's going nuts. But
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good. It's been a long haul. In terms of the recovery from the employment losses we saw during the recession, and if we if we end up anywhere like what our preliminary numbers show now, we'll have grown something like 23,000 private sector jobs in the economy, and that's more than we've seen on an annual basis in a long time. We'll see if those numbers hold up.
What are the projections for 2019?
My crystal ball is amazingly cloudy, and so it's we hope that this current trend continues. It'll depend on the national economy, and the economy looks pretty good right now, but there are clouds out there in terms of reaching the top of the business cycle here and the potential for a slowdown next year. So the answer is I'm not certain.
Okay. Andy, is there a, you know, you're talking about some of the other factors. What are some of the other factors? A national, of course, obviously we're pegged to the national economy, and many people are saying we're well overdue for a recession. But what else plays into this?
Well, our unemployment is so low here and nationally, it really almost has no other place to go. It's hard for the economy to continue to grow when you get unemployment this low, because there's no workforce to grow with. So that's a potential indicator of reaching the top of the business cycle. You start to see pressure on wages and inflation starts to kick in. Now we really haven't seen that yet. But unemployment, particularly on a national basis, is 3.9%, I think, this month, and it was 3.7% the month before. That's extremely low.
Final question, Andy. How do our state numbers compare to the rest of New England?
I haven't actually seen that yet.
Okay.
On a typical basis, though, we are we're middle of the pack in New England. I mean, the closest thing we can compare it to in terms of a state that's relatively our size is Massachusetts, and they're twice our size. So the rest of the states are quite a bit smaller. Massachusetts is doing better than we are.
Mm-hmm.
And our friend to the other side of the state, New York, is also doing a bit faster than we are.
Yeah.
But we're doing our growth rate so far this year have been considerably higher than they were the year before. So,
all right. Andy, thanks for the good news. We appreciate it. Have yourself a good weekend. Stay warm.
Yep. You're more than welcome. Thank you.
All right. Andy Condon, Director of Office Research.
Talking to us from home. How nice. Sounds pleasant.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.